Dave, what was the greatest reward you got today? 2 minutes of listening to that or your contract extension?
Well, they're close. I was hoping you're going to go on for a little while longer, but
okay, no. I don't get this. You already had a couple of years. Yes. Why did you need another contract? How many contracts does one general manager need?
Well, hopefully 1 5-year one would be good. but you're right. You know, Damian, I had years left, and the team didn't need to do it. I didn't ask them to do it, and I'm grateful that they did.
So, Dave, let me just clarify one thing. Do you still have 2 more years plus this extension, or is this
no.
The contract was ripped off and now it's 5 years from now?
Because it would have been correct. Fair for you to have as many years as Clarkson. To me, that would be fair.
Yeah. Well, hopefully I do.
Now, so when did these talks begin? How did this process work?
Tim came to me fairly early on and said he wanted to revisit my situation. Approximately maybe 10 or 14 days ago, he came to me again and threw a proposal out. And again, from my standpoint, that this team has always been very fair to me. And people say, how did the negotiations go? They didn't go. They were fair right off the hop, and the numbers in turn were, again, very fair, and I appreciate them. And we move forward, so it was very seamless.
Did you have to detail a plan to him before he did this? Do you say, I want to know what your vision is with the roster moving forward?
We had those discussions pretty early, I think Tim had done a little homework in terms of what I had presented to the board in earlier meetings, the direction that we felt the team had to go. And after talking to Tim several times, it was pretty clear early on that what we needed to do in our minds was very similar to what he felt needed to be done. And it was, I think we had a pretty quick meeting of the minds.
Now, he changed the at the managerial level of the basketball team with the Raptors, brought in a new guy, gave him a new contract. Do you think part of this was that for Tim Lewicki starting out that from an organizational level, he wanted two guys starting with new contracts going forward, that there was, I guess, a sense of stability in the organization, or at least that he knew that he had guys in place that were going to be there for a number of years?
I think probably the part of that. I think it's easier for your players and your staff to operate under those conditions. But I think maybe as important as that is we all know that there's no short-term fixes in professional sports. And if you're thinking short-term, you're probably going to do long-term damage. And, with the situations that Masai and myself find ourselves in, is we want to be competitive and win as quickly as possible, but we want to do the right things too. And we're going to, we're thinking long-term, not short-term.
Now, 7 months ago, Brian Burke was the general manager of the Leafs, and then that all happened. And I think at the time you were both shocked, and I think, if I recall, you tried to suggest to them maybe you should let him finish the season. And now this has turned out in an entirely different way. And I suppose when you compare that to the way things were in Vancouver, it shows you, you tell me, doesn't it show you to some degree that how unpredictable all these situations can be and how they rely on different people coming in at different times?
Yeah, you don't know what's going to happen in this business. There's no question about that. But, things can change from month to month and year to year. Working for different people or different CEOs or presidents, and changes are often made when those changes occur. So you don't know what's going to happen. And Randy Carlyle put it best, when Brian was let go, which was, we can all mourn for a day and be upset, but we have our job to do, and you just push forward, and there'll be a day, hopefully it's a long time away, but that I'll be in a similar situation.
All right, let's get down to business. First of all, have you talked Lewicki out of tearing down all those pictures yet?
Listen, I think, obviously, I think Toronto's a little different market than we've seen in maybe south of the border, but Tim's message to us is a good one. It's not one that I think I wouldn't say it was taken the wrong way. I'm not going to tell people that, but the message to us is that, we can't be focused on solely on the past. We have to be looking at the future and try to put together a winning team. And it's as simple as that. It wasn't one where he was trying to disrespect anybody. And I know he understands that, but his message to us has been pretty clear. You know, it's that all the other things that go on in Toronto are secondary. They're still important, and we have to make sure that we're part of them. There's a lot of community outreach we have to do. There's a lot of things we have to do, grassroots hockey. But from a hockey operations standpoint and the players and the coaches, the number one priority is to try to improve.
Dave, in terms of business to do, you've got, I guess, it looks like two final contracts you have to get done from your current roster, Kadri and Franzen. Do you see either one of those deals close to being completed?
No, I don't. But that's not a red flag. It's July. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's a lot of things going on right now. There's a lot of players that are unsigned around the league. I think players are trying to figure out what's the new CBA and the cap dropping, where they fit in. There's a lot of UFAs that are good players that are still looking for jobs. So I'm not surprised that they're not signed. And again, we've got a long time before we have to start worrying about it.
Caught a few people by surprise a little bit with your signing of Paul Ranger the mm-hmm. other day. Not that you signed him. He played well mm-hmm. in the American Hockey League, but that you've signed him now to an NHL contract. I'm presuming other teams were interested in him because of how well he played. Can you just talk a little bit about why they thought this was a good idea, where he could fit in your lineup, why only a one-year deal? What was the idea here?
Well, there's a couple things. A one-year deal was basically done because of, and not to insult people that don't make $1 million, but it's a one-year, you know, low salary contract for an NHL contract. And if Paul plays as well as he's capable of playing, then, you know, there should be more money there for him. At this time, there isn't. So, you know, this is what we could afford to pay him. And, you know, we weren't going to force him to take a long-term deal at low money. If he, again, going back to his performance, if he plays like he's capable of playing, where does he fit in? You know, he could easily be a top four defenseman for us.
Wow. I mean, that's pretty significant. Are you satisfied? I mean, for those who, some people know his story, he was a top four defenseman mm-hmm. with the Tampa Bay Lightning. Walked away from the game for a couple of years, came back. Are you satisfied that you know enough, at least, about his situation that he won't walk away again?
Yeah. You know, we're pretty confident. We didn't go to Paul and say, you know, we really want you to sign this. He came to us and said, I'm ready to do it. And, you know, last year there was a number of times during the year where we felt we could have used a Paul Ranger on our team. And he wasn't ready to make that step. You know, he wanted to get his feet wet, get back in the game, and play, you know, some meaningful minutes at the AHL level, and then make his own choices. And he did. So he's a very fit guy. I don't know if you guys have spent much time watching him, but he's not a guy that's gonna have a hard time getting back in the swing of things in terms of his fitness and preparation. He's not old. He didn't, you know, he did step away from the game, but he did at a very young age. He's got a lot of years left in him. And for him, it's just going to be, where's the fit? And we, you know, we still need to find that, make sure there is one. But I think it's definitely worth the risk that we took.
He's a guy I'll be rooting for this year. I hope he does.
Yeah. Interesting story.
Dave, before we let you go, one last business question. Just will you discuss extensions at all this summer with Kessel and Phaneuf?
I wouldn't talk about those, you know, at this point. You know, obviously those are two important parts of our team. And I wouldn't rule it out, but it's not on the front burner right now.
All right. Well, congratulations on your new contract. I'm sure you'll be buying tonight for those who are willing to celebrate with you.
Yeah, I got my wife and son here, so it'll be a cheap one.
See you, David.